From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Irma is leaving destruction in her path. Hurricane Irma Thursday slashed its way through the Caribbean toward the United States, transforming tropical island paradises into scenes of death and ruin. Wielding monster winds and pounding rain, the rare Category 5 hurricane was on a potential collision course with southern Florida, where at-risk areas were being evacuated. Brock Long, who heads the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, said it will be truly devastating and warned the entire southeastern United States better wake up and pay attention. Irma killed at least one person on the island of Barbuda, where the Prime Minister, Gaston Brown, said he had never seen so much devastation.
I have to admit that I would be of bad news in that I journeyed to Barbuda this afternoon. And what I saw was heart-wrenching. I mean, absolutely devastating. In fact, I believe that on a per capita basis, the extent of the destruction in Barbuda is unprecedented.
Barbuda also faces the potential of being hit by yet another hurricane later in the week. But it is Irma, a massive storm seen from space continuing to demand attention, killing at least six people in St. Martin. Forecasters expect Irma to remain a very strong storm for the next few days, with maximum sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour. About 1 million people are without power in Puerto Rico, and the head of the power company on the island said it could be 4 to 6 months before service is totally restored. In Florida, the governor there, Rick Scott, is urging people to prepare now and not to ignore evacuation orders. VOA News. The Senate is nearly doubling the initial Harvey aid package. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's midnight move added $7.4 billion in community development block grant funds to a House-passed $7.9 billion measure, providing an emergency replenishment for disaster aid coffers in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. The House passed the Harvey aid package Wednesday by an overwhelming vote. President Trump agreed to link it to an increase through December 8th in the government's so-called debt limit, as well as a stopgap government-wide funding bill. The UN Refugee Agency says 164,000 Rohingya have flooded into Bangladesh since violence erupted there in Myanmar on August 25th. The revised refugee number confirmed Thursday by UNHCR spokeswoman Vivian Tan was likely to go up further, with thousands still crossing the border every day. The influx has pushed refugee camps to the brink in Bangladesh, leaving tens of thousands to squat in open fields or to occupy muddy patches in a no-man's land between the two countries' borders. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi told reporters her government was working to improve life for Rohingya Muslims.
Well, this is one of the biggest challenges that we've had to face, because you know that the situation in the Rakhine has been difficult for many decades. And in fact, it goes right back to pre-colonial times. And I think it's a little unreasonable to expect us to resolve everything in 18 months. As you know, that we have all been in the administration only 18 months. We're trying to progress as quickly as possible on the development front.
So she said her government was looking to implement certain recommendations made last month by a commission led by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Syria's army says Israeli warplanes attacked a Syrian military position early today near the town of Masyaf, killing two soldiers and causing material damage. The army statement said Israeli forces fired missiles while in Lebanese airspace. Masyaf is located in Hama province near the Mediterranean Sea, about 40 kilometers north of the Syria-Lebanon border. The army warned of the dangerous repercussions of this aggressive action to the security and stability of the region, they said. The Israeli military didn't comment on the reported attack, which has been its usual response to similar attacks during the Syrian conflict. Israeli officials have, however, confirmed in the past that strikes inside Syria have targeted weapon shipments believed to be headed to Lebanon-based militant groups.
That's the latest world news from VOA.